And then it's HMC?
Yeah. All right, so what I'd like to do today to examine a familiar mitzvah, namely mitzvot kiyat shofar. And I want to examine this particular mitzvah for a couple of reasons. The obvious reason being that it's Inyan Diyoma, and certainly always a worthwhile topic. It's even the name of the holiday, as we'll discuss along the ends of this year. Right, Yom Teruah is one of the names that the Torah designates for Rosh Hashanah. More than that, I think it's something that might be helpful as something that we can learn with our students. I think it's a topic that is accessible, is interesting and accessible to them. For stronger classes, you can also introduce some baby lambdas. And for a wider range of classes, I think that the topic is interesting, relevant, and can be really meaningful. And the last reason I wanted to mention is that I think that sort of there's a classic way of learning this sugya, and it's a classic way of learning the sugya that I think is right, but to my mind, perhaps falls short. What I mean by that is that I see the mitzvah of tkiyat shofar as an area in halacha where we can do a lot of connecting between what we call the what of halacha and the why of halacha. A lot of lamdos is, right, brisker lamdos, etc., focuses on the what, right? How do we define it? Almost scientifically. That's how the Rav saw Rav Chaim's great innovation was to, right, is to give sort of a sign, almost a quasi-scientific mathematical hue to introduce that into our Torah learning. In that sense, to really, as it were, not if not update, if that's too strong a word, but to, right, is to bring to light certain insights that are inherent to Torah that had not been formulated in as precise and a sort of scientifically profound fashion as previously. That's all about what. That's what scientists generally focus on in terms of their research. I don't mean the meaning of the universe or even the origin of the universe to a degree, but even classic scientific pursuits. And the why often is held for something else, like a drasha or a sicha, or right, or I don't know, something, right? A shmooze, right? But often the why does not necessarily emerge from our scientific analysis of the what. Some would say this is the way it should be, because our focus should be on Moshe Lichtenstein, which has a great article. He says, no, it's intentional on the part of the Briskers. There's a metaphysic of yirah, of awe, or maybe even fear, that lies behind the project of Brisker Lamdos. So in other words, we're not trying to explain why this is or to derive personal meaning from it. All we're trying to do is to define halachic categories as best we can. And that's sort of his argument in an article in Torah Mother Journal. And his addition is that he doesn't think that it has to necessarily be that way, that the yira can be married to a degree of ahava, that's how he puts it, or that the why can emerge from and therefore complement the what. I'm a big fan of this. I think there needs to be limitations and it needs to be done in a disciplined way. There's something called drush, and that's important but different. I'm talking about even extrapolating ideas that are authentically there. To me, it's getting shofar. It's like it's calling out for this topic, but for some reason, there's like one shir about the nature of mitzvah tzkiyah shofar that everyone gives and everyone, like, you hear it all the time. What is it? Is it mitzvah shmir, mitzvah tzkiyah, and all the lundas and the rayas and the ramam and all that we're going to discuss? And then there's every discussion. What's the significance or what's the purpose of tkiyat shofar, right? It inspires to do tshuva, is it, right? Is it the declaration as like an instrument through which we declare God's malchut and so on and so forth, right? Is it to have a messianic overtone to it and so on and so forth? Different symbolic explanations, but these two conversations about the meaning of shofar very often remain divorced from one another. And to me, if there's anything that's mitbakesh from this sugya, it's to actually put them together. So this is just by way of case study, I think a particularly compelling example of where the why can illuminate the what, and I see them as natural partners. It's more complicated than that in other contexts, but I think that this can serve as a model for learning more generally. So that's one of the additional reasons that I'm particularly attracted to our topic today. All right, so let's start with the what. All right, so there's a classic chakira, which we'll just pose from the outset. What is the definition or nature of the mitzvah of tkiyat shofar? Or we've already biased the term. Right, even the title here is tkiyat shofar. Is the mitzvah indeed to blow the shofar, or is the mitzvah in fact rather to hear the sounds of the shofar? This is a classic question. I'd like to examine some evidence on either side, as well as explore a couple of the nafkaminas, or the ramifications of this classic controversy. At the end, I'll suggest a third, very different kind of way of thinking about this issue on the basis of a mixture of different kinds of evidence that we find already in the Mishnayot and in the Gemarot, and then we'll conclude by extrapolating, and again, from the what to the why. So on this chakira, the most well-known position probably is that of the Rambam. The Rambam hammers home time and time and time again that the nature of the mitzvah shofar is a mitzvah shmia. So just some examples. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot Aseh Kuf Ayin 170, by mitzvah Kuf Ayin, he should sivanu lishma kol shofar biyom rishon mitishrei, v'hu amro yis'aleh bo Yom Tura Yihi Alechem, which is interesting that the pasuk he cites from Parshas Pinchas doesn't seem to obviously support his contention that the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shmia. I don't know if he means to say that that actually is the source for its being defined as a mitzvah of Shmia, or rather just that's the source for the mitzvah generally, and the fact that the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Shmia is perhaps on the basis of other arguments or other evidence, but either way, the Rambam here already clearly says that it's a mitzvah Lishmoa Kol Shofar, both in the, I didn't give the actual quote, both in the Koteret and then in the beginning of Hilchot Shofar, the Rambam says this very clearly. Aleph, mitzvah aseh shel Torah lishmoa Tzurat Hashofar HaShoshan Shemar, again, Yom Tzurah Tzurah Yihyeh Lochem, etc. So the Rambam repeats this there again, and the Rambam has a classic tshuva in Siman, is printed in there are different editions, but the Blau edition Siman Chaf Dal, in which the Rambam was asked, appears here in source number 3. The Rambam says she'ila mahe hevdel bein l'shmoa kol shofar uvein al tiki'at shofar. First, he's already discussing the first possible nafkamina, namely the nosach habracha. Depending on the geder hamitzvah, they may have clear impact on the proper text of the bracha, right? Do we say l'shmoa kol shofar or al tkiat shofar? Separate from that is the lamed al issue, right? Le versus al, but even just on our question, right? The language of shmiya versus the language of tkiat. And the Rambam says, well, there's a very big difference. At Shuvah, the answer is the havdel b'nihem gadol meod. V'zeh, namely, sha mitzvah hamechuyevet ina hatzkiyah. The obligatory commandment is not the blast, the blowing of the shofar, ela shmiyas hatzkiyah. Right? Rather hearing it. V'ayosim yisem, this is very interesting kind of argument. She'ilu had mitzvah been to blow, there's a very obvious other ramification that would have emerged. Every individual, right, male individual, would have been obligated to blow. Right, women are exempt. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. Anyway, it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Very simple argument. Had you said it's a mitzvah tzkiyah, so then every individual would have had to blow, right? Which would be bad for many of us in this room, or at least some of us in this room, including my. Alright, so this is obviously not the case, says the Rambam. It's clearly mitzvah shmia, otherwise we would have said that every individual must blow himself. Moreover, we have to come back to this, if it's okay, a blue, but let's say had, right, something stuck in his ears, had earplugs that were so strong he didn't hear the blast at all, he would have been yotze, he would have utterly closed his ears, right? Haya yotze mishum shetaka, ve'in hadavar kim. That's not the case. El ha-mitzvah hi ha-shmia, lo ha-tzkiya, ve'in anu token elo kedei l'shma. The sole purpose of blowing is to hear. Kemosh ha-mitzvah yeshiva sasu. And similarly, so in case you weren't quite sure where the Rambam falls on this issue, right? He makes his arguments. An interesting halachic argument as well.
You printed on the other page.
It's terrible.
We can open it on yet.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry, the printing. So I'll let it open up over here. So that is the very firm shita of the Rambam. I apologize that I messed up the photocopies. Okay, one second. I've been doing that with this new copier. It's not the first time I did that.
15221.
One second. Let me just pull it up. I apologize. I don't even know which one I give next. I would give next. Gimel Yud. Yeah, so the Rambam writes explicitly, similarly in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud of Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam also paskins, codifies the halacha. The Rambam writes that indeed the proper text for the bracha is with the language of Shmia and not with the language of Tzkiah. So if the Rambam wasn't consistent and clear by this point, right, he is, and very much L'shita. So, and that's leaving aside another classic Rambam, which we're going to come to shortly, which also is another nafkamina, another outgrowth of his firm position on this subject. The Rishonim who seem to disagree with the Shitas HaRambam, if you take a look, the Chinuch also, the Chinuch confirms this as well, the Mitzvah Tav Hei, Shein Savinu L'Shmoa Kol Shofar, B'Yom Rishon Shal Tishrei Shu Rosh Hashanah, also using the language of Shmia. Which Rishonim seem to disagree? So the Smag in Mitzvah Saseh, in Essen Mem Beis, most clearly seems to disagree. Mitzvah Saseh L'Tzko'a B'Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Shemar Yom Tzor Yelachem, ironically cites the same verse, Ki Mivarech Al Tzkiah Shofar V'Shehechiyanu. So the Smag A uses the language of Tzkiah, and then B follows with the Nafkamina that the Nusach HaBrachavrim, which is not explicit anywhere in the Gemara, and therefore subject to dispute, is indeed Al Tzkiah Shofar and Shehechiyanu to follow according to the Smag. The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam in Orach Chaim Tuf Kuf Pei He Seif Beis Kodem Sheyitaka Yivarech Lishmo Akol Shofar V'Yivarech Shehechiyanu. Right, so the Mechaber seems to take the Rambam's view as correct. Now, in terms of this nafkamina, it should be added as well that it's not mukhraf that this nafkamina is necessarily, although it's an obvious nafkamina in the first glance, yeah, right, the language of the bracha should reflect the nature of the mitzvah. It's not 100% mukhraf in both directions. So for example, if we take a look at the Rush in Rosh Hashanah Dalid, I think it's Yud Beis, so he cites the view of Rabbeinu Tam, which seems to go in the direction of the smag as well. Rabbeinu Tam is oft quoted as having agreed with the view of the smag against Rambam on this issue. So his citation of Rabbeinu Tam is as follows: Rabbeinu Tam kasa shish levarich al tkiyah shofar mishum da'asiyasa hi gemar mitzvasa. Right, which is already an interesting formulation. Asiyasa, I mean, its performance is the completion of the mitzvah. What does it mean it's the completion of the mitzvah? It is the mitzvah. If he just simply held like the smag, it's a little bit of an unusual formulation. But perhaps even more interesting than the Rush, right, as a seeming non sequitur, right, had it been a straightforward mitzvah skia, cites the Rav Yav. Rav Yav, Yerushalmi, Tokeh Shofar, Tzirch L'Vrech, Asher Yishav, Asav, Asav, Tzivanu, Lishmo'a B'Kol Shofar, V'Sheach Yani, V'Yachar Katzoken, V'Chein Kas the Hag had the Varkan, the Shma of the Kol Shofar, the Varkan, the Kavi Shofar, O Al Tzkias Shofar, Kema Mikra Megillah, Mishum, the Vishmias Kol Shofar, who Yotze, Velo, Bitzkias Shofar, Kidisnan, one of the pieces of evidence we'll have to look at more carefully, that's Kelso Chabor, Vichulo, Pamim Shatokea, Batsmo, Lo Yatsa, Gonchayom, and Asasabor, Vichens Piv, the Sochabor, Vitzaka, that if you hear the sound of an echo rather than the immediate sound of the Shofar, right, it comes from the pit rather than directly from the Shofar. Now, as an aside, scientifically, it's a little bit hard to understand because we're always hearing echoes. And why is there a qualitative difference between hearing it through a pit and hearing it directly, even in a room, even right next to me, in terms of how sound waves work? That is an interesting question to ponder, but I'm just going to kind of float that out there for your consideration. There could be answers, but it's just something to think about. But again, the fact that the Rush cites Rabbeinu Tam, right, and then immediately segues into those who all say Lishmoa, and the Bahag explicitly writes, well, the reason we say Lishmoa and not Litzko or Al Tzkiah Shofar is because that's the nature of the mitzvah, right? Sounds like the Bahag holds like the Rambam, in other words, right? So that seems to raise questions again, perhaps reinforce the possibility that Rabbeinu Tam is really saying is something more along the lines of, well, maybe there's, and we're going to see this in a different with a different variation a little bit later on, maybe there's some sort of distinction between something like the Masa HaMitzvah versus the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that the Masa is a mitzvah tzkiah or a maisa of tzkiah, but the kiyum hamitzvah is that of shmia. We're going to have to again come back to this a little bit later on. There's precedent, it would seem, for this idea that there's some, right, that it's maybe asiyatahi gemar mitzvasa, right, which according to this would mean something like that's the last action that I performed in relation to the mitzvah. I'm not sure that that's the correct reading of Rabbeinu Tam, but that would help to account for some of the continuation of the Rush. So that's
why can't you say more like, just to go along the lines of why the bracha would be one way if the mitzvah was another way?
Yeah.
Right, that's how we sort of understand the Rush?
Right.
That to say the Shmoa and then to do a Maisa blowing would be a Hepzer.
S- So, but why is it legit? It's interesting.
Meaning that, and that would it? Say why. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is how I'm mekayem the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So, again, I don't know why that would mean the bracha would go on that part, but if that's the mitzvah,
right?
If that's the mitzvah that I'm about to do, and that's the finishing off the mitzvah of shmiya, so I make the bracha on that as opposed to what is going to come later. Which
that
is the
could be. Right. That could be. It might not be enough to stand on its own because of what you just said. In other words, what justifications are there to say that you make on the tzkiyah unless right. you see the tzkiyah as having some integral role to
right.
the mitzvah?
Right.
In which case, you might say exactly it might be both together. In other words, the fact that there's a hefsek, why do we choose maybe the ma'aseh mitzvah over the kiyum ha-mitzvah? Perhaps the answer to that is, well, we have the hefsek issue, and so right. since there's a hefsek issue, that pushes us over toward the ma'aseh mitzvah, not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That could be. By the way, mashal mahadavar domeh is the view of the Rashbam. The Rav pointed this out in his printed shiurim on Sachem, that the view of the Rashbam with regard to the proper timing of the birchat hamitzvah for eating matzah. So there's a machloket harishonim as to what constitutes the ikar mitzvahs matzah. We generally kind of just assume offhand that it's when we make the bracha, right? It's when we say Hashem 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 Hashem, and that's indeed the view of the Rosh. The Rashbam, however, I think it's on the Kuf Tesvav Amud Beis, Imsachim holds that in fact the mitzvah is the afikomen. Right, so the Rishonim already asked the question on the Rashbam, or the Rashbam basically asked on himself, right? So if that's the case, so then why do we say Achilas Matzah the first time we eat the matzah? And it seems that the Rashbam is saying something along that's a very radical shita, very difficult to understand. It sounds like he's saying something along the lines of that the Birchat HaMitzvah is on the Maisa HaMitzvah. Somehow it's the same Maisa Achilas Matzah, even though the Kiyum HaMitzvah is later. That could be, you might have to say that because it's a big kiddush. The kiyum is when you eat it later on. But the first time you have the ma'aseh mitzvah, sechilas matzah, even though my impetus for the achila right now is really just lechem mishnah and sudas yontif, right, or whatever sudas yontif, and not for the mitzvah, sechilas matzah, which for the primary one is really the afikomen, according to his view. So it's the same ma'aseh, so, which is a very, right. That's a very radical... Alright, that's a very radical idea. That's, I think, even more extreme, but it might be sort of a model for what we're talking about here as well. The Me'iri in Source 9 in Rosh Hashanah, Daflan Hayomiz, has a more modest explanation for that, for why there's a disconnect. He just simply cites the view of the Gaon, and he says, Kaz v'gonim shizah Hashem mevarech al shofar mevarech lishmoa kol shofar ve'im mevarech litzkoa ba shofar u lehariya ba shofar mipnei shilashonot elu lohayu kolulim ela inyan echad otzkiya otshua. Right, v'tafsu l'shon l'shmoa shekola l'sakol. Right, mipnei shemivarchin be'al mipnei shehamitzvah nimshechazos lozon shalsei rabrachos v'nasas v'asachas k'migil v'luav. Okay, that's already in terms of altkia shofar versus the lamed. Right, but he cites Gaonim as holding against the Bahag earlier. Right, is rather holding that actually. Right, that really the text is. Right, they're really the proper text, like those Gaonim, like the Bahag, is Lishmoa. But the explanation is different, not because that's the mitzvah, but rather because it would say tzkiya, so that would seem to exclude the Trua. Right, it said Trua even exclude the tzkiya, and so on and so forth. So there's just simply no language that's most appropriate if we would focus on the Shmiya, and therefore, if it was on the tzkiya rather, and therefore we use Shmiya, but not like the Rambam, that reflects, or the Bahag, that reflects the nature of the mitzvah, but again, rather that it's an exception. So these are, again, explanations. You can explain Lishmoa, right, even though, right, Lishmoa, even though the Ikar Mitzvah is Tzkiya, like the Meir is saying, or you can say Litzkoa, even though the Ikar Mitzvah is the Shmiya, and we're suggesting that as a possible reading of Rabbi Nutam is presented in the Rush. Now, along these lines, it's interesting to note that the Mishabura comments on the Mechaber that we cited earlier, the Mishabura in Tafkuf Pehesiv Katan Dalid, says that, yeah, although the Mechaber says that the proper Nosach HaBracha is Lishmoa, he says, if you say, however, the language of Tzkiya, B'di'ev, your yotzei, right? He says in the third line, "Uv di'evid and birech litzkoa ba shofar o altkia shofar o lishmoa bekol shofar," because we say al shmiat shofar, right? Right? Or Lishma, right? So then Yatza.
This is his opinion?
This is Mishabura, is just saying this, and citing from the Chornim, but again, I think it's a prima gundam. but he, again, I think if you held pure Rambam, you might disagree with this. arguably. And I would suggest that the Mechaber, who often is influenced by the Rambam, right, and passing like the Rambam in another dispute that we'll see in a moment, I think, again, might be following this view. So I just want to say that, you know, I'm not sure that the Mishnah Berurah's reading of the Mechaber is Mukhraf within the Mechaber himself, who might have a pure Rambam approach, unless he thinks that even for the Rambam, if you make an imprecise Nusach HaBracha, forget Lishma B'gol Shofar, Bidran Tzkiyas Shofar, maybe that you're Yotze B'dieved. I'm just not sure you get that sense for the Rambam.
Why would the Rambam be in the first place?
I think he's saying that you're... I think that that's right, but he could... I think he's saying that b'dieved you're yotze even the mitzvah, the bracha.
You're yotze the bracha. What he's,
I think so, because otherwise you're right.
Why does it matter?
Otherwise you could say, right, you could jump on the moon. Right, or you could say, you know, Shikha Shama Sava Tzivanu to jump on the moon, right? And it'd also be yotze the mitzvah. Seriously. Unless it's like a mitzvot, right? Unless it's a mitzvot Shrichas Kavana issue or something like that. That's what I think. Basha B'shan, the Mishnah Berurah is that he refers to the Chiyuv HaBracha.
Do we have okay. Do we have like nostalgic syndrome that they have?
So I haven't looked at it carefully.
Are these like mistakes that are okay, or does anyone say it's Kabbalah Shavar Mishnah Tzivah? Do we have any? As the Nusach of the Brach, like, I don't know, any old...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think in some of the... I'm trying to remember.
Do we know of any communities or in the past of people who didn't... We said the Fatila different bracha.
Who said let's go out or something like that. What do you mean? That's Rabbi Nutam. But that's Rabbi... But that's the view of Rabbi Nutam. I'm not sure he has a manuscript.
Right, that's what...
But that
I
was the.
I'm
not sure he had a printed. I haven't done a study of the Machzorim properly, so I'm not. I would be ill-equipped to comment. But I will say that Rabbeinu Tam clearly said in the Rush anyway. Clearly holds that that's the proper text of the bracha.
Cool.
I don't know if the Rambam. Right. I don't know. Did the Rambam have some ancient man? He didn't. The Rambam didn't seem to have an ancient Machzor that he was working off. He just thought it was compelling Misvara.
Right.
So. Right. I don't know in either direction. But yeah, I'm not sure in terms of the manuscript. That's a good question. Okay. Now, there are other nafkaminas for this. I'm going to go through them on the quicker side, even though each one really requires examination, a close examination. There's a very famous nafkamina of Shofar HaGazel. Right? So that's a famous sugyan general. The Rambam in Aleph Gimel is famously Lishitasa. The Rambam says that a shofar that is stolen, Shofar HaGazel, the Rambam writes, Shetar Kabo, Yatza, She'in HaMitzvah, Ela, Bishmias HaKol, Afal Bishul Nagabav, Lohig Biho HaShomea, Yatza, Ve'in Bikol Din Gezel. So the Rambam here makes two assumptions, one of which is our issue, and the other of which is a different set of issues. Right? The Rambam assumes that the Chetza, because the definition of the mitzvah is mitzvah shmiya, therefore the cheftza shom mitzvah is not the concrete shofar, but rather the abstract voice. Right? And the Rambam, moreover, asserts that since voice is abstract, it is not subject to theft. Right? It's based on the Gemara in Mi'ila, that in, right, kol, mara, reach, etc., are not subject to zela.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the classic
cool.
view.
So you can be yotze.
So the Rambam therefore says, right, that you can be yotze, the Haggad, it's a complicated Yerushalmi, which again requires more attention. Haggad Sashri cites it in Perek Dalid of the Rosh Commentary 2. To Rosh Hashanah, and his understanding of the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi actually disagrees, and so there seems to be a machlokas between the Gaon Sashri's understanding of the Yerushalmi, at least, and the Rambam on this issue. Again, perhaps consistent with this, perhaps contingent on this machlokas.
Isn't the Maisa mitzvah b'avera?
So that's a separate issue. The question is, can there be a Maisa HaMitzvah, which is that's a larger issue, you're right, in terms of
Mitzvah
B'Avera.
Does he have no
category of
Maisa Mitzvah in this case?
The Mitzvah is Shmia, yeah.
It's right,
just not...
He doesn't consider the blowing at all...
Right, that's what it would appear.
Does it need to be the Kavana? Can I hear anybody blow?
So that we're going to have to get to that, how the Rambam deals with that. It's a real problem for the Rambam. Moving quickly because we're limited in terms of our time, but I wanted to frame that as another issue. I'll mention one or two more points. The Hagos Maimonios in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Shofar quotes or discusses the issue of hefsek. It's an interesting question. Even if you just ask, right, can the community be mafsik between, right? But can others be mafsik between the birchas I guess there wouldn't be much of a time. One second. Right, here's how he says, "Okas of Rash Shegashim Shein Litokel LaHasiach Bein Atayim Kach In LaHashom In LaHasiach." Ho the hatokeah hu shluchan motzian hu shlucho shel adam kimosav hu chiilu hashomea atzmo tokeah. In other words, his understanding is that between when he makes the bracha, the baal tokeah, and when the community hears it, or when he blows, even they should not be mafsik because he's basically representing. He's their shliach. He's pushing back against the Rambam, right? The Rambam asserted that it can't possibly be a mitzvah tzkiah, because otherwise everyone would have to blow. Obviously, those who disagree say that the Baal Tokeah can represent. If you say it's a mitzvah tzkiah, like the Smag, so Smag would presumably say that it is, right, that he can represent them. So in other words, it gets into the issues of shlichos for mitzvos aseh, anyone who's taught that in Kiddushin, right? So that whole sugya, right, this is deeply connected. The Rambam is saying there cannot be shlichot for this mitzvah, and the Smag would say that there can be. There's a piece in the Rosh earlier also, I don't think it's, I put on the sheet, but also quotes Rabbeinu Tam is going even further in suggesting that actually part of the issue, he actually cites the notion of Shomea Keone. Of Shomea Ka'ona, which is fascinating because that's typically limited to mitzvos of tefillah, and so it could be what Rabbi Yehuda is doing is he's disagreeing fundamentally with the Rambam. The Rambam sees is mitzvah of Shmiah. He's saying actually it's a quasi form of tefillah. This is where the why introduces. The Rosh cites Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't put on the sheet, but Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there's an aspect of Shomea Ka'ona is the reason that the kehila, the kal, can be yotzei with the baal tokeah. So that again bleeds into the why, but that if you see it as a form of tefillah, the Rambam, it's more about shmi, it's more internalizing, right, rather than an outward cry toward a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then you can start to understand not just their views, but also the invocation of Shemiah Kona, as well as why the Rambam would disagree. So this issue of Hefsek is possibly nafkamina, but also opens up the larger question as to whether or not the tzkiah side is legitimate and what arguments it would invoke in order to suggest that someone else can be motzimi, as opposed to the Rambam's shmia, no representation view at all. One final nafkamina is cited by the Mati Avraham, in Taf Kuf Behesif Yud. He raises the question, again for Kiddushin people, as to whether or not we say mitzvah bo yoter mi bishlucho with regard to tkiat shofar, which is very interesting, and it depends to some degree on the scope of mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho. Some Rishonim and Achronim suggest the mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho is limited to only Shabbos and Kiddushin and does not necessarily extend to other mitzvahs. If that were the case, then obviously there would be nothing to talk about here. So to some extent, this depends on the sugya of mitzvah bo. But again, to some degree, it might also depend on the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. If I hold the mitzvah of shmiah according to the Rambam, so then there's no mitzvah of shmiah, because I'm performing the mitzvah just the same way as the baal tokeah. But if it's a mitzvah tkiyah, so then you might introduce the idea of mitzvah bo yosem mishlecha. Maybe it's a good idea for one to learn to be baal tokeah, not only because you can blow beautifully for the community, or you can be Baal Chesed and blow for people in need, but also in a strict halachic local sense, perhaps in terms of mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho as well. So those are some of the nafkamina / proof text on either side. Next thing I want to look at quickly is some of the evidence in either direction, because it's a little bit interesting, it's fascinating. We have this purist shmiah versus tkiah camps, and as Josh started to point out, suggest earlier, it's not so simple. Right? On the one hand, hatokel so chabor, right? So you're not yotze. So for the purist tkiah camp, that's extremely difficult, right?
Yeah.
Because I blew into a bar and I didn't hear, right? But I blew anyway, so how could that be, right? That's in one direction. On the other side, for the Rambam, we have two points of evidence that seem to be really problematic. Number one, the Mishnah says in Daf Lamed Beis, that hamisasek lo yatza, v'ashomea min hamisasek lo yatza. Right, so someone is just trying to practice blowing an instrument and happens to be Rosh Hashanah and I happen to hear it, right? Or right, that individual happens to hear himself blowing. So halacha is you're not yotze. Well, if it's a pure mitzvah shmiah, what do you mean? I heard the kol shofar. Why am I not yotze? Right. So for the Rambam, that's very difficult. Similarly, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph teaches that cher shotev katan who blows the shofar. So the Mishnah teaches a cher shotev katan ein motzina sarabim yudei. Right? And then it right then it says that's where that goes money. It's got that language. So the Rambam has these Mishnayot, right? They appear in his manuscript, right? Talking about manuscripts. They're in his Mishnayot, they're in Perusha Mishnah, right? They're there. The Rambam had them. So if it's really a pure mitzvah shmia, so then what are you gonna say? So what we have here is we started with two polar views that seem like two opposite perspectives on shofar, and then have a whole series of possible nafkaminos, clear nafkaminos, and possible nafkaminos that emerge from each camp. But if you take a look at the evidence in the Gemara proper, in the Mishnayot proper, what you see is they start to coalesce, because everyone has to account for some of these evidences and points of evidence, and they push in sort of toward the middle, right? Some sort of right hybrid Tzkiya Shmiya kind of approach, and what are we going to say about that? So there are those who hold on to their purest view. So one example, Sas Emes and a number of other Achronim, Sas Emes and Daf Chav Tes and Beis, working within the Shitas of the Rambam, he says, no, it's a pure mitzvah Shmiya, and this is probably Pashup Shah in the Rambam, because the Rambam is such a right, is such a purist when it comes to Shmiya, again and again and again, without allowing any aspect of Tzkiya to be introduced. So the Sas Emes explains that no, that it's not considered to be a chetza of Tzkiyas shofar or Tzkiyas shel mitzvah, unless it's blown by a bar chiyuva with intentionality. Right? So in other words, my obligation, the mitzvah is purely lishmoa kol shofar. But what's kol shofar? Well, kol shofar is not kol keren ba'alma. It's to hear a cheftza shel shofar, which is defined in halacha as something that's produced by a bar chiyuva. Right? So that's him trying to stay staunch within the Shi'as Ram. A number of Achron suggest this, but to account for these pieces of evidence. Another variation, going back to what we were talking about earlier, is the Rav. The Rav in the Igros HaGrid, in Hechot Tefillah, Perek Yom HaLacha Dalet, so he cites from his father in the name of Rav Chaim, that he says, well, it's that distinction we were talking about earlier, between the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Rambam is saying, describing the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that's the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is hearing the shofar, is the mitzvah Shmiya, but there's some significance to the Maisa HaMitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah is producing a sound by a Bar Chiyuva. The Kiyum HaMitzvah havi Shmiya, Mikom Akom Masa HaMitzvah havi I think what he's trying to say is a little bit different, that it's not halachically, right, there's no sort of status, right? It's too abstract. If it's just a shmiya ba'alma, and I need something to attach myself to that's more concrete, and that's the tzkiya. I think a little bit different than the Sfas Emes, maybe moving a little bit more toward Rabbi Tam or the Smag or whoever it is, right? The Smag view, but right, something along those lines. That is way too early. Wow. Let me just suggest one other idea. You can take a look, or two other quick thoughts. Rabbi Schreiber on the VBN, on the Gush website, so he suggests a third approach, I actually found very interesting, and I think very perhaps compelling. He basically suggests that the evidence is mixed, and perhaps the idea is it's neither Shmiya nor Tzkiya, it's really about transforming the day of Rosh Hashanah into a day of Trua. Right, it's actually not about the Maisa at all, either Tzkiya or Shmiya, and that's why everyone's citing that pasuk. And the point is, in order to achieve that, I need to engage with the shofar in a complex, almost hybrid kind of way. Now, that's
we're
extremely
both of them larger.
It's they're both subsumed under something larger, and you can take a look. He develops that beautifully. The last thing, and this is where the why comes even deeper. I just want to point out the Rambam. This is where the shir usually stops. Although I heard Rabbi Kevi Targum make this point, the Rambam probably the Shitaso, the very famous Rambam Hilchos Shuva Gimel Dalet. So the Rambam says, "What's the purpose of shofar?" It says Zeres Hakasov, but there's Remez Yishbo, namely what? But the alarm clock, Rambam, right? Uru Yishen Yishen Asna when you're done with Tardei Maschem, right, and so on. And so forth, right? It's an unbelievably inspirational Rambam, right? But it's more than that. Perhaps, right? Is it a coincidence that the same Rambam said Shmiya, 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 Shmiya says it's a wake-up call for us. It's not about being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Rambam, right? The Remez, Shiyishbo. And it's not about Tzvila for the Rambam, it's about us. So if it's about us, inspiring us to do Tshuva, so then does that explain why it's a mitzvah Shmiya for the Rambam Lashita? So the Sefer HaChinuch also stresses hearing, inspiring one to repent to God, right? To allow our spirit to overcome our physicality in Tuf Hay. Again, it's about the message that we internalize for the Sefer HaChinuch, and I think also Lishita. So there's an unbelievable Ritva who brings this all together explicitly in Daf Lamdal Vanalef. I think it's a Yesodistic Ritva for the philosophy of Halakha for this issue and for Lamdus in terms terms of the what and the why, because he says explicitly this idea. So the mitzvah shmia, he says that's why im shofar kol dingezel, I think he has here as well. And he says that's the nusach habracha, I think he has that. And he said that's the nusach habracha is l'shmia. And he explicitly says, da'ach l'shmia sa shofar hi ikar mitzvah v'chavana sa torah kidei sheyeor adam l'chazor b'tshuva. The gam sheyechavin the ratzot mina hadem ayom zeh. I think he has that other one I think is interesting, but I think explicitly connecting between the what and the why, and I think supporting our thesis that this is not sort of taking two different types of approaches to learning, but rather they're one and the same. And I would suggest also for the smagu d'ime, that point about Rabbi Nutam, about Shomea Ka'ona, right? And about how that, right? So again, if you see it as a mitzvah tefillah, then you see it as a mitzvah tzki, I think it's evidence for that approach as well. So I think it's fundamental to give for lots of reasons. And let's stop our shiur here.
Just to clarify, it's the rush.